10th parak of Bava Basra, Mishnah Vav, 6th Mishnah. Mishnah Nimchak, Shtar Choyv, and Me'idim Alav Eidim. Person whose Shtar Choyv was erased, so we bring Eidim to testify in it. Both my Bezin, Va'oisim Lakiyim. The Bezin, Bimakayim, the new document. They say, Ish Ploini, Ben Ploini, Nimchak Shtar, Ben Ploini. This document was raised on such and such day. Ploini, Ploini, eight of these are his witnesses. Period. End of thing. So, because there's a way of reviving the document, if the Edom come that saw the document, and they make a kiyum in front of Bezin, they will redo the document. There are various conditions which have to be met in order for this to work. Another case, Misha part of his chayiv, a person paid part of his chayiv, so the document says 1,000 shekel, and he paid back 500. So the question is, what do you do now? We don't want to leave the shtar by the mali, we'll collect another 1,000. So Abhiyuda Megachuv, Abhiyuda says you have to switch the shtar and give him a new shtar that says the cheaper price. I mean, the small amount that remains. Rabbi Yisrael, Yichtav Shaver, leave the document by the malva, and the leiva will get a receipt. And Rabbi Yehuda Nimsa Zeh, Soch, Liyashayma, Shavim, and Athvarim. That's not a good deal, because now the leiva is going to have to watch over his shayv, because if he loses it, the malva is going to collect a full 1,000. And Rabbi Yisrael, Ken Yafal leiva, Yehuda Kechel Shazeh. We prefer that the leiva has a hard time, because he's the one that really the Torah was done to. It's better for him to have a hard time than the Malva has to, the Malva losing out, because he held that if we write a new shtar, we're going to write for him the later date, and the Malva is going to lose out his lien on the property from the early date.